This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody. My next guest tonight is an actor, drag queen, model, author, and recording artist. Please welcome RuPaul Charles. Well, thank you for being here.
It's a great, great honor to meet you. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Listen, I don't need any coffee with that suit on. You got me right awake right now. That is fresh.
Thing.
Yeah.
I was gonna throw this away actually before
really?
You called, and I thought, Stephen Colbert. Yes.
Solar flare plaid.
Yes.
Let me show the people right here for the people who may be surprised to see you not at your most fabulous right now. Look at that beautiful. Look at that right there. That's extraordinary.
Wow.
Now, I got a question to ask you. When I introduced you, I called you, I said, among your other things you're known for, I said, drag queen, can I, as a white, straight male who lives in the suburbs and drives his Volvo to pick up his khakis from the dry cleaner, is that okay for me to call you a drag queen?
It is okay to. You can call me any. You can call me Regis and Kathy Lee. I don't care. Honestly,
really? I just want to make sure. Like,
I'm not that kind of a queen. You know, thing about drag queens is drag queens don't take life too seriously. So the idea, you could call me anything. I don't. It's just a name. But you said drag queen. I'm not just drag queen. I am the drag queen.
No, well, thank you for being here, Your Majesty. How did you, as I say before, this is Pride Week. This is Gay Pride Weekend. The Pride Parade is this weekend. What was your experience like when you were younger? How did you come out to your family? Do you mind sharing that story with us?
I never came out. I was never in. Okay. There was no way for me to be in, you know what I mean? I was always Rue, you know? So,
is that your real name, RuPaul?
It's my real name. Actually, my mother named me that. My mother was Creole from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Rue is how you create a gumbo with the Rue first. It's the base.
Sure.
So she wanted to pay homage to her background, her heritage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's my real name. I always tell the kids who come through Drag Race or any young kid coming up, change your name because you don't want your real name on public records. So if you're starting in show business, change your name because, you know, you're sitting at the gynecologist's office and all of a sudden, you know, they call your name out and everybody goes, oh, she's up in here getting her cleaned. You know, Miss RuPaul. Did I say something wrong?
Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all. Not at all. Not in the least.
So change your name. Your name.
So it was a mistake of me to be Stephen Colbert?
Yeah. Does your gynecologist know?
I do not go nearly enough, my friend. Hey, can I show? I'll show you. I took a stab at drag once. Tell me how I did. This is me. Right there.
Ooh.
What do we think?
Look at all that ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sell it by the pound, my friend.
Honey.
By the pound.
You know, you look like Selma Blair in that picture.
What?
Gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
That's
but
quite
do you
a
see
compliment.
That?
I totally see that.
Do you see Selma Blair in that picture?
I totally see Selma Blair in that picture.
You know, before...
I could see me in Hellboy. Can I tell you a quick story about this, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
I had this photo, and my brother Jay showed this to my brother Tommy. And he goes like, Tommy, check this out. And my brother Tommy goes, how do we know her? How do we know her? And my brother Jay points at me. And Tommy looked at this and looks at me and he goes, all right, how does Steven know her? That was quite complimented. So
that
I just
is.
Do I pass muster?
What is her name? Does she have a drag name?
Yeah. I think it was it Paul would know. Was it Raven? It was Raven.
That's good.
Isn't that a good name?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Did it make you feel, how differently did it make you feel?
Made me feel beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody should do drag. Honestly, everybody, it's not just because I, you know, for the, you know, sort of twisted reasons. It's an important, it's important to know your yin from your yang.
Mm-hmm. And then occasionally have your yin cleaned out. It's him. I think I got that right. All right, can you tell me about this young man? Tell me about this young man right here. This is you at what age?
19.
Wow.
I was 19 here, just starting out my career.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to do... It took another 11 years for anything to happen. But I had a good time here in New York, you know, sleeping in the you know, in the Central Park and the piers and... you know, trying to make something happen in New York. And it took 11 years. And I struggled. And here I am today on the Stephen Colbert Show.
More with RuPaul after this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Well, tell me about, you've got another show. You got another show called Skin Wars, Fresh Paint, where people paint, it's artists paint on people's naked bodies.
Yes.
And transform their bodies. And I didn't realize there's a whole culture out there of people who do this in competition.
Yes. In fact, Skin Wars, the first show, is about professional body painters, and they compete for $100,000. But Skin Wars, Fresh Paint, which is a spinoff that I'm hosting, that's other artists from different mediums learn body painting through a boot camp, and they compete for $10,000.
Have you ever had your body painted?
I have lived in body paint for the past 30 years. I mean, if you've ever seen me in drag, it's really, it's crazy. It's so much paint. It's an intricate system of pulleys and weights that, you know, there's so much going on here.
Things are strapped in, cinched in.
Oh, my God. It's like NASA or the, you know, it's crazy. I mean, when you were Raven, did you tuck?
I tucked, I squeezed. I had 3 different pairs of pants on, 1 for shaping and 2 more for smoothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, was that all of your own butt? Were you padded?
Baby, I bring it.
Okay.
You have any plans? Do you have any plans for Pride weekend coming up?
You know, Pride is for young people who are just coming into the life and just understanding what it is to be themselves. I have lived Pride for the past 55 years. So I don't, you know, I live Pride every single day. I go out and I love myself. I make sure that I am loving Rue. I'm loving Rue 24/7.
Well, thank you for being here, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. RuPaul hosts Skin Wars Fresh Paint Wednesdays on GSN. RuPaul Charles, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.